Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Veda Shankar, Director, Emerging Technology Solution Business Development Group for Quanta Cloud Technologies, or QCT. Welcome, Veda.
Thank you, and glad to be here.
Before we dive in deep, tell us a little bit about QCT and your role at QCT.
QCT is a subsidiary of Quanta Computer. Quanta Computer is a global 500 company focused on ODM, original device manufacturing business, and it's got about $30+ billion in revenue. QCT, we sell own brand servers, storage, networking, and cloud solutions in an integrated rack systems to cloud service providers, the telcos, large enterprises, and also using our channel partners directly to enterprises and SMBs.
We've all heard about this trend of how everything's moving to the cloud, and I'm using my air quotes here. Customers store customer data and analyze it to better understand buying trends and habits, things like that. Talk a little bit about this trend and how Quanta and Intel play a part in it.
Of course, you know, Intel dominates the servers market, and we have been partnered with Intel on all the technology products that we do. One of the things that people don't know, QCT also provides servers to Facebook. In fact, we are the largest provider of servers to Facebook. So it's kind of ironic that if somebody likes this podcast on Facebook, it's actually going to be stored on QCT's hardware.
What solution are you showcasing at IDF this year?
Intel is our premier partner, and our collaboration covers a number of server, storage, and networking products. On the storage side, our benchmark testing resulted in engineered configuration matrix with QCT's QX Store product line that offers impressive price performance in every single category. Now, most recently, the engineers at Intel and QCT engaged with a large cloud service provider to solve their storage problem. The CSP is doing a company-wide redesign of their storage architecture, moving away from iSCSI to Ceph storage. The main intention is to actually decouple compute and storage to scale independently. However, the CSP encountered an I/O bottleneck, especially when running Hadoop workloads. We will be showcasing the solution to this problem in the storage builder community at IDF.
Great. Now, you guys have a data center or lab somewhere down in San Jose that you collaborate with Intel and QCT, and there might be some other companies as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have a 90,000 square feet facility in San Jose, and we have the state-of-the-art data center and also a number of other labs where we host a number of these solutions. And indeed, the solution that we are showcasing today at IDF is hosted in our San Jose lab. We encourage our partners to actively work with us to make use of this facility.
Great. I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, we have 16 racks in this facility with all our latest networking, compute servers, and storage servers.
So both QCT and Intel have worked closely together with customers to get input on performance numbers that need to be met. And QCT and Intel created a disaggregated Hadoop solution with Ceph as the back-end storage?
That is correct. And the challenge faced by this particular CSP is endemic to many service providers, both public and private. When creating a massively scalable data center infrastructure in a cost-effective manner while simultaneously meeting their customers' SLA. Many cloud service providers use scale-out storage architecture, particularly Ceph, to help scale cost effectively. A key advantage of scale-out storage is the ability to optimize compute and storage independently. However, when storage is separated from compute over Ethernet, the performance bottleneck for Ceph, and in fact for other storage solutions also, is a major problem. We resolve this bottleneck with Intel's NVMe SSDs and cache acceleration software. Using this approach, we can now benefit from the flexibility and multi-tenancy that Ceph provides while tackling some of the most demanding workloads like Hadoop and machine learning.
So the big advantage is disaggregating compute and storage reduces operational complexity, cost effectiveness, and takes advantage of the storage innovations like tiering and data duplication. And it also allows a wide variety of data analytics workloads like Hadoop, as well as machine learning, right?
You summarize this beautifully, yeah.
Okay. Well, because I just read it, and I sounded like I was saying it. Any trends that you're seeing in the industry today? What excites you about the future of the cloud?
The software-defined storage solution that we actually jointly architected really helps in, you know, benefiting from the storage innovation. At the same time, it really reduces the operational complexity while lowering cost. Now, this actually fits in very well with our other product, which is the QX Stack solution, where we provide customers the ability to stand up an OpenStack cloud on the first day of deployment using a thoroughly optimized and validated rack-level architecture. So this way, the customer can make use of an elastic private cloud and have an AWS Amazon-like use of their private cloud.
Now, I'm sure you've piqued the interest of our listeners. If somebody wanted to learn more about your products, where would they go?
Yeah, folks can go to our website at www.qct.io. We are also on Facebook at Quanta Cloud Technology, and we are on Twitter at QuantaQCT.
Great. Well, thanks, Veda, for spending time with us today, and thank you for partnering with Intel to address the challenges of today's data centers.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, and looking forward to a great show. We'll be right back.